anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions, your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. Also, when you call in, you'll speak with our producer at the network, and that is Sydney. So give her a call, 818-818-6401. We want to talk to you about your pets. But we're going to have a special guest joining us. His name is Tom McConnell, so stay tuned for that. He is from Red Rocket Pets. But right now, we want to talk with you, 818-818-6401. The show is brought to you by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator, as well as Good Pets Foods, supplements, treats for your dogs. And don't forget, coming up, departing on September 30th, Colette Tours out to Italy. 800-581-8942, booking number 1382-009, or check it out at TalkinPets.com. But once again, this is Talkin' Pets.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high. As a kite by then, I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
Today we're talking about something every pet owner deals with. And of course, many talk about pet odors in the home. You can clean everything, but sometimes something still lingers. Joining us is Tom McConnell, the founder and CEO of Red Rocket Pets, a company focused on clean living, happy pets, and everyday ease, making pet care simpler, fresher, and more enjoyable. Tom McConnell is the founder, as I said, and CEO of Red Rocket Pets, a family-owned company, which I love, developing patented pet waste management solutions with decades of experience in consumer product innovation. Tom created Red Rocket Pets to solve one of the most common yet overlooked challenges in pet ownership, odor and waste management. His Twister technology is designed to eliminate odors at the source, while making daily routines cleaner, easier, and more sustainable. I want to welcome onto the program right now the founder and CEO of Red Rocket Pets, Tom McConnell. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, John. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you on. Good to hear your voice again. And so Jasmine's in the studio with us. You met her also at the global event up in Orlando, Florida, for the APPA, the Pet Convention.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Hi, Jasmine.
And then, of course, producing here in studio with us is Kayla.
Hello.
Hi, Kayla.
So right off the bat, I want to put this out in the open. You and I talked about it at the convention. First of all, what inspired you to create Red Rocket Pets, and what inspired you to call it Red Rocket?
Well, actually, my son named the company Red Rocket, and there's a couple of people, different people have different takes on the word, but the name. But I thought it was kind of cute. So he also had a Red Rocket ride-on toy when he was a kid, but. Whichever meaning he came up with, I'm not sure. But I enjoy the name, and I really like the logo as well.
I got to say, too, I mean, the name is a conversation piece. There's no doubt about that.
Well, some people laugh. My mother, my son's grandmother, never really saw the double entendre there. But anyway, it is what it is. And we're living it now, so.
No, I think it's cool. I like it. You know, like I said, you know, in this day and age, you know, you got to let people remember a name, and I can guarantee they're going to remember the name.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and as I said, I really like the logo, so I'm happy with it.
So we're going to give away a couple of things, and so people know when the timing is right and we announce it, we're going to give away one of your systems, the Kitty Twister Plus, and
right.
That comes, I believe, with 10 additional refill bags, 12 total, and also a 4-pack of the charcoal sackets. Now, getting into the description of what the company is and what your products pertail, and actually the Kitty Twister Plus, I want to find out first, like, what was the specific moment in life that made you realize that you can stop the odors by creating the Red Rocket?
Okay, what happened, the defining moment for me was actually years ago when my sister bought her first condominium when she got out of college and moved in quite close to where my wife and I were living. And we would go over to her house, but what she had done is she bought a pet store cat. It was a Persian cat, and it lived in the pet store for quite a while, unpurchased. And it was just living in its cage, and it never had a litter box to relieve itself in. And when she got the cat home, it didn't use the litter box that she provided. It would go anywhere and everywhere it wanted to go, on the carpets, spraying on the walls. And when we'd visit, the smell was overpowering. And my sister said, "What smell? I don't smell anything." My wife and I looked at each other and said, this is wrong. And so that's when I first started thinking that pet odors, and particularly cat litter odor, can be really significant. And also not good for your health either, because the smell is really ammonia, and it's not good. It exacerbates if you have asthma or other infirmities, it's not good for you. And so I started thinking about it, and I'd been in the baby products business at the same time, and we had developed a diaper pail using the Twister technology. And so I said, "Hey, we've got to do this in pets as well." And that's when we started Red Rocket Pets. And then the Twisters, the same technology that we've used in diaper pails, is now in our pet products.
The thing that I thought was cool, too, because you were showing me the product and everything at Global and the convention, and the thing that I liked about it, and I don't know if you remember this or not, but I'm a big Aliens fan with Sigourney Weaver and everything, and the way to describe that Twister that you're talking about is like, I remembered in the movie with Sigourney Weaver, when she would go from one area to another, she would close the hatch behind her, and it was like a Twister kind of thing that closed the hatch, and that's what it reminded me of. And it's cool because it keeps the odor of the litter, or even if you're using it for diapers, like you said, but it keeps that odor inside the bag and not in the house.
Exactly. And I'm a big fan of the movie too, and I relate to what you're saying on that, on the closing of the doors. But that's exactly how our system works. It's a little bit, it's different than some of the other systems in that the twist in the bag is what seals the odors in, keeps them into the bag, which is made out of an odor barrier film. And so what happens is when you're ready to scoop your litter, you just open the lid on the Red Rocket Pets product, and you deposit the soil litter on top of the twisted bag. and then you close the lid, and then you either step on the foot pedal or you turn the handle on the top, and that opens, untwists the bag, the litter drops, and when you take your foot off the foot pedal or you return the handle to the home position, the bag is twisted shut again. And the only time the bag is open is that brief 1 or 2 seconds that it takes you to step on the foot pedal or turn the handle, and then it's sealed back again. Any odor that would come out would be captured under the lid, and then it'd be neutralized by the charcoal sachets, which we have on most of our models.
Tom, I've got many more questions. That music means we got to take a break. So when we come back, we're going to continue on with Tom McConnell. We're going to be giving away some of his product as well. So stay tuned. This is Talkin' Pets. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Have you heard? Affordable healthcare is better than ever. And right now there are more carriers and plans to choose from. If you're between 18 and 64 years old with a household income of $25,000 or less, this message is for you. Right now, the government's Affordable Care Act is available for individual and family health coverage plans with little to no cost to you. Don't gamble your health. Call Health Care for All. 70% of callers qualify for a zero-cost health care coverage. See if you are one of them. Call now. Our agents are standing by to help you get the health insurance plan you and your family needs and deserves. If you're uninsured or struggling to afford your current health insurance, help is just a phone call away. This is not Medicaid or Medicare. This is the marketplace with the largest selection of healthcare plans from the Affordable Care Act. To find a plan that's right for you,
call 800-895-8120. That's 800-895-8120. Where are you going today? On an adventure.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And we're speaking with Tom McConnell, the founder, CEO of Red Rocket Pets. We're speaking about his products, and he's got a couple different sets, but we're going to give away, and, you know, we're going to do it now. So we're going to give away the Kitty Twister Plus. And this way I can ask Tom a little bit about it. But if you've got cats in your home, you definitely want the Red Rocket. Every time I say that name. Kitty Twister Plus. And so, Tom, tell us a little bit about what they're going to win.
Okay, well, the Kitty Twister Plus is actually our most popular of the litter disposal systems. And it holds, each refill bag holds up to 12 pounds of litter. And it's in a completely fully formed bag. And it's very easy to bring out of the top or the middle of the bin when it's full. And it has a cardboard bag frame on it, which remains with the bag. And it provides a convenient carry handle to remove the litter and take it out. And 12 pounds of litter is a lot of litter. So if you have 1 to 2 cats, it's going to last you for a good long time before you take it out to the trash can.
You know, I got to tell you, I mean, it's a great thing to have because this way you don't have to run out to the trash can outside all the time. You can just put it in the Red Rocket. So what we're going to do is I'm going to let Sydney pick a line because we have several lines at the network. And Sydney, pick a line at whichever one you want, and that'll be the winner of Kitty Twister Plus. So it comes with 10 additional refill bags. That's 12 total and 4-pack of charcoal sackets. So that's going to come out to you. Compliments of Tom McConnell and Red Rocket Pets. Their website, by the way, if you want to check it out and see the products, is redrocketpets.com. So I highly recommend. So Sydney's going to pick the winner, and then we'll send that out to you. But if you have cats, you definitely want to have the Kitty Twister Plus in your home. So I want to ask you a little bit, Tom, also about like just litter in itself. I mean, I'm a cat daddy. I've got 3 inside, and I have a stray outside that I feed. But and eventually I may bring her in because I'm kind of working with her. But I do have my 3 cats, and, you know, with the litter in the house, I mean, having the Kitty Twister would be a popular thing because this way I could just scoop it out of the litter box and then put it right into the Red Rocket. And I got to tell you, I have tried, first before I talk about the litter, I have tried, and you gave me one at Global Convention, the Swifter Sifter, and that is the scooper. And being a cat daddy, and I'm being, this is not like a plug or anything like that, this scooper is amazing. And I say it because with all the other scoopers that I have, you'll sit there at that box and scoop and scoop and scoop and scoop, and then you got to wait for the good litter to sift through. This works faster, and it also picks everything up from number 1 to number 2. It does it quick. I'm not sitting at that litter box forever trying to get it. I'm not saying that to say it. I'm saying it because it's true. I'm a cat daddy, and this thing is amazing. And maybe the size of it or the size of the, like the vents in it or whatever the reason, I love it. I really do.
Well, I think I appreciate that. I thought that you would like it, especially with 3 cats. But what we use on that is triangular tines. And first of all, the scoop is very strong, but the triangular tines really allow the good litter to sift through very quickly. So you save a lot of time in your scooping with that scoop. And I'm really glad you like it. I think that your viewers, give away some of them on the show, will like it too. Another thing on the Red Rocket Kitty Twister Plus, that is a bit smaller scoop included with that, but that is also the Swifter Sifter technology. So that is a real fast scoop as well.
So we're giving away the actual unit, or we did actually. The Kitty Twister Plus is going to Jason out in Grants Pass, Oregon. So congratulations, Jason. Woo-hoo. And we're going to give away the Swifter Sifter Scoops, which I highly, highly recommend. I did it today before the show. I was in the litter box, and I used it. Don't worry, Jasmine.
A separate one, right?
I cleaned it well.
Wait, you used this one?
I did, but
I'm holding?
I cleaned it well.
Oh, my gosh.
I only had this one, and I had to use it. I had to try it, and I washed it. So, anyway, because I knew I was going to be showing it on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, so everybody can see it.
As I'm massaging my hands all over, feeling gross.
There she goes. Now she's putting her hand sanitizer on.
I'm a germaphobe, John.
I guarantee you, I cleaned it well. Okay. So, but we're going to give away three of them. So the next three people that call and Sydney picks up on your line, you're going to get compliments from Tom McConnell, the founder CEO of Red Rocket. You're going to get the Swifter Sifters. I highly recommend them. And so I cleaned it.
I believe you, but...
But it is amazing. So if you guys got cats out there, you definitely want to call now. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the call-in number. Sydney will just pick up on lines, and three winners are going to get the Swifter Sifter, the scooper from Red Rocket Pets. 818-818-6401. You know, the one thing, too, we were talking about with litter, you know, it kind of gets in the air. It moves around. If you've got any kind of condition going on, like an immune system or any kind of health issues, not a good thing. Asthma, not a good thing to have. So when you can have that pail right next to the litter box, you can take the litter and just dump it with the Swifter. Or the sifter, and then you could just dump it into the Red Rocket.
I have a question. So when we visited your booth at the Global Pet Expo, one of the pails had a built-in bag dispenser. Were those bags for the inside of the pail, or am I mistaken thinking that they're smaller bags that you tie the waste into and then drop it in the pail and twist it off?
That is, you're right. That's for our doggy twister. And that's
okay,
we don't include that on the cat versions. We just put the scoop in there, but for the dog versions, the doggy twisters, yeah, we have bag dispensers that dispense the individual poop bags. That
some people might like that
use
for their cats too, just so you know, it's an extra barrier for the smell.
Well, I tell you, the refill bags we put in, there's all the only barrier you need. There's no odor that goes through that.
Hey, Tom, can you hold on for a little bit? We're going to come back after this segment, continue on with Tom McConnell, the founder and CEO of Red Rocket Pets. Don't go away. And over the break, people, if you want to win the Swifter Sifter, call Sydney, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. I highly recommend it. If you're watching us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, I am holding it up. And you can see what it looks like. And see, it's clean. This is Talkin' Pets.
Bow to your partner, forward and back. Squeeze yourself like a blister pack. You're doing the Red Rocket Tuesday. As the wheels on the rails grind the sweet.
Are you nearly maxed out in your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Oh, the shark had pretty teeth. And he shows them pearly white.
It's another Talking Pets with John Patch Rewind. And just who was John's special guest this time?
And I want to welcome onto the program right now Marcus Dryman, a shark scientist. Dr. Marcus, I presume?
Sure, Dr. Marcus is fine.
Come on, John, just when I thought it was safe to turn on my radio.
That's got to be frightening. I know for me, I'm old enough to remember when Jaws came out, you know, scared the bejeebies out of me of even going in my swimming pool. Okay, so here's a question, too. If a shark bumps you in the water...
But if that happens to me, then I just make my way back to the beach and I stay out of the water for the rest of that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the rest of the day and day and day and day.
Probably want to go back.
Okay, but can I bring my bling to the beach?
Flash from a metal object, a quick flash of light from a metal object, mimics the natural kind of flashing of a light on the scale of a fish. So if a shark was in the water near you and you had the sun shining off of a shiny piece of jewelry, a shark might mistake that for a normal type of bait fish that it would pursue, and, you know, you might end up getting a little nip.
That shark bites with his teeth here. Scarlet pillows, they begin to spread.
Ooh, I almost got nipped. I was in the water and I had my ring on, my engagement ring, and there was a shark in the water. And I saw it. Didn't get anywhere. It was close to me, but not close enough. It didn't bite me or anything. But it, like, swam. I've never swam back to shore faster. I don't think I even knew I could swim that fast. I was so scared.
Would you say it's safer to go in more shallow water or to go out further in the water?
Truth of the matter is, you know, sharks occupy most of the waters of our entire planet.
So what are you supposed to do if you see a shark
right.
in the water and you're in the water with it?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, and I think the answer is different for everybody, right? As a kid, I would stay there and check it out, you know. But my general advice is if you see a shark in the water and you're uncomfortable, just slowly make your way either to the boat or back to the beach.
I know one guy jumped into the canal for a swim and he jumped right into a shark.
This has been another Talking Pets Rewind. Join us at TalkingPets.com on Facebook. I'm Gino Sassani.
I really appreciate it. It was enlightening, and I'm sure a lot of people are either going to go in the water or maybe they're going to stay out of the water. But they got some good tips out of you. You're a fascinating man, I got to tell you, and I'm looking forward to watching Shark Beach with Anthony Mackie, Gulf Coast, and you being on it. Depredation. Could you let the audience know what that is?
You realize that something has bitten your speckled trout in half. That is what depredation is.
What's the fin on your back part of the
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. So, Kayla, what is the name of that song that you're playing?
Red Rocket?
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think there are that many songs out there called Red Rocket, but there are. So we're speaking with Tom McConnell. He's the CEO, founder of Red Rocket. And I do want to give a shout out. So KHNR and the gang out there in Honolulu, Hawaii, joining us with their AM and FM channels out there. So welcome aboard the Talking Pets. And yes, we are back in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Fort Bragg, and great to be back on WFNC, Kelvin and the gang out there. So thanks for bringing us back on. Really appreciate it, and it's good to be heard back in Fayetteville and Fort Bragg. There were times way back when we, you know, the show has been on the air now for 36 years this month, and way back when WFNC was part until satellite issues, you know, that all kind of happens. And I'll tell you, it was like every call we were getting was Fayetteville, North Carolina. And we have 100 stations across the country. And it was like, it was crazy, but good. Yeah. I mean, I always thought, God, if we ever went to Fayetteville, Fort Bragg, they'd probably have a parade for us. it was amazing. So I am so thrilled to be back. Today is the first day back in WFNC in Fayetteville, Fort Bragg. But in Hawaii, vacation time coming.
Yep.
But anyway, welcome aboard to Talking Pets and the rest of the gang here. Congratulations goes out to Walter in Molino, Oregon. He is getting the Swifter Sifter from Red Rocket Pets, as well as Karen in Myrtle Point, Oregon. And it's all Oregon. And Marianne in Central Point, Oregon.
We're on fire in Oregon.
Yeah, we're on fire in Oregon. Yeah, Red Rocket Fire. So... Tom, so going back to what we were talking about, you know, I had to cut you off a little bit there, but we were talking about the Red Rocket and the technology and so on and so forth. Where actually can people, I know they can check it out at redrocketpets.com, which is your website, but are these available like through Amazon or in stores, like, or is it just through the website?
No, we're on Amazon, Walmart.com, Chewy. Tractor Supply, and a couple of retailers now, but we're getting more of them, more retailers, or redrocketpets.com, as you said. So that's where you can look at the products now, and you can get them. So I appreciate you know, your viewers or your listeners.
Viewers too.
Yeah. Because it's a there's no need to have a litter odor in your homes anymore. There's a solution that can take care of it very easily, as you said, by putting one of our litter disposal systems right next to the litter box.
Yeah, I mean it's amazing, and it's really good for like people that maybe listening in major cities that, you know, that live in high rises, because, you know, a lot of people don't want to have to keep taking the litter out and dumping it or whatever they're going to do. And you could put it in that pail and it could stay in there for...
Just take it when they take the
right.
regular trash.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, that's the thing, is it... And with, you know, with the product, with Red Rocket, it seals that odor in there so you don't have to worry about it. So Jason actually won one on the show. So Jason, when you try it, I'd love to hear what you think about it. So make sure you... keep in touch with us on that one, Jason. So I got to ask you too, Tom, before we like say goodbye. I mean, I am a cat daddy and I love my cats. They're my kids. And so how would you say that having a Red Rocket in your home, a Red Rocket, you know, how does it change a person's life?
Well, I think it gives it makes your house smell fresh for one thing. And it also gives you a little bit of confidence in that you know that your home's not smelling when your friends come over, either announced or spontaneously. They can come in there and you feel confident that your house doesn't smell like a cat litter, and that's a nice thing to have. And you should treat yourself to an odor-free home as well. It doesn't do anybody any good to have a lingering pet odors in their homes. It's the solution's right there in front of you, and we provide it.
Well, you know, the thing that's nice about it too, and I know this because cats, a lot of people think that, you know, they don't get angry, they don't get jealous and so on and so forth, but I will tell you that they like a clean litter box. Nobody likes to use a dirty pail. And so basically you can clean that litter box and then you can dump it into the Red Rocket and the cat will be happy and continue to use that litter box. And that's what you want to do. You know, on the Red Rocket, on the twisters and everything, the litter twisters, there's like the little handle on the side, like you said, that holds the Swifter, right? Sifter?
Right. Yeah,
so,
scoop pen.
Yes. So, I mean, everything's all in one.
Yeah. And we thought of, I think we thought of all the pain points. When I first designed that, I looked at what was on the market, and I saw all the, what I perceived to be deficiencies, and we solved all of them. So this is it's really a very complete product. And I thank all of your listeners. If they wanted to try one of these things, I think they'd be very pleased with it.
100%. And, you know, there's something that you had quoted, which was odor shouldn't be the price of love. And
right.
A lot of people, that's very true. A lot of people, like, if they get that scent in their home or whatever, they get tired of smelling the litter box. And Lord forbid, and we've heard it here on the show, people will give up their cats because of that. You don't have to. With the Red Rocket, you could just scoop that odor in there, and you don't got to worry about the scent of a dirty litter box.
Absolutely. Some people might think that having odor in their homes are just a natural price they have to pay to have pets or cats in their home. That's not the way it should be. And all you have to do is just make it easier on yourself, make it easier on your cat, as you said. Cats love clean litter boxes. Just put a Red Rocket litter disposal system right next to your litter box. It just takes a second with a Swifter sifter to scoop the litter in there, close the lid, and it's gone. And odor-free, guaranteed.
So we went a little bit longer in the conversation here, so I'm going to put out a question to you. Can we give away two more Swifter sifters?
Sure.
Because people want them.
Yeah, we'll keep calling.
So we're going to give away two more to the next calls that Sydney picks up on. 818-818-6401, compliments of Tom McConnell. 818-818-6401, and we're going to send you out the Swifter Sifter. I highly recommend it. I used it today, and it is amazing. I mean, it really cut my time out of, like, literally I went in there and I have three litter boxes and I had to do each one of them, and it cut the time, like, more than half the time that I would spend trying to find the poop and the pee in there and everything else. I know it sounds dirty, but it, you know, it's a litter box.
Well, yeah.
So tell us, Tom, what is the Clio Twister?
That's a brand new one, and I'm pleased to say that the molds are finished on that. We're just testing out the molds right now. And we've got a new bag system for that, and that's almost ready to go, too. So those are going to be on the market, I'd say, in early July. And I'm looking forward to that one because it's going to be a complement to the rest of our lineup of our Twister litter disposal systems. That's going to be lower priced. And I just hope everything goes well with the price of oil coming down a little bit. That will help out substantially. But anyway, we will really flesh out our total lineup with that one. I'm looking forward to that.
Which one had the foot pedal? Because I thought that was a good option for people that don't necessarily have fine motor skills with their hands.
That's right. The multi-kitty twister. That is the one with a foot pedal. So all you have to do is open the lid, scoop the litter on top of the twisted bag, close the lid, and then step on the foot pedal, and the litter disappears.
Perfect.
Gone into a bag and immediately twists when you left your foot off the pedal.
I liked that one. Yeah.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. 17 pounds?
Wow. Yeah.
I got to thank you for coming on, and that music means we're going out to the break, of course. And basically, thank you for coming on with this and for helping make pet care simpler, cleaner, and truly less messy and filled with more love. I mean, that's really important. And I love my cats, and I couldn't imagine ever giving up on them. So everybody listening, you need to get the Red Rocket. Check it out at redrocketpets.com. Tom McConnell, thanks for letting us give away two more of the scoopers, so the Swifter sifters. Check it out, redrocketpets.com. Tom, thanks for joining us here on Talkin' Pets.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Tom McConnell, the CEO founder. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
It's going to be a long, long time.
Touchdown. Well, my
continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE 10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-474-9528. 800-474-9528. 800-474-9528. That's 800-474-9528.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-631-0976. 800-631-0976. 800-631-0976. That's 800-631-0976.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE number 10X.com.
Maine's native Atlantic salmon is now critically endangered, with only a small number returning to just 8 rivers in the U.S. Once numbering in the hundreds of thousands across New England, the species had declined due to dams, pollution, overfishing, and now poor ocean survival rates. Today, only about 5 out of every 1,000 young salmon survive the journey to adulthood. To prevent extinction, conservationists have relied on hatcheries to breed and release young fish, helping maintain population numbers. However, fish raised entirely in the wild tend to survive better long-term. A newer strategy is showing promise, raising young salmon in protected saltwater facilities until they reach adulthood, then releasing them back into rivers to spawn naturally. Experts say increasing the number of adult salmon returning to rivers is critical to rebuilding the population and ensuring the future of this iconic species. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Kavanaugh.
Remember the song from Road Trip? Tiny salmon swimming in a stream. Tiny salmon chasing the impossible dream. The minor bird said, ah! Ah! The chimpanzee said, ooh! The friendly owl said, the salmon can only say blub 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 blub, and that's sad.
That's sad.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
So Tom McConnell let us give away two more of the scoopers from Red Rocket Pets, and I will tell you, we were talking about it during the break. I mean, no word of lie, my scooper time was cut in less than half with the scooper. And awesome. I saved a lot of the litter because I wasn't throwing it out in like the other scoopers. So this thing works really well, and it's heavy duty. So congratulations to Jim out there in Coos Bay, Oregon. He's also getting one, as well as Nancy. And Nancy is in Descanso, California, out in the San Diego area at KCBQ. So congratulations on that, and we'll get them out to you ASAP. But salmon, that story that Kayla did, the one thing that came to mind is how much my cats love salmon food. Like, I don't know what it is. Sometimes they won't eat if it's chicken, and if it's beef, for some reason, they will turn their nose up. But if it's salmon or tuna...
Maybe they know that you have chicken friends.
Oh, maybe.
They do know you have chicken friends, because they can see them and smell them outside. I don't know that that makes a difference, but...
No, but...
Most cats love fish. They prefer fish over anything else.
So, and they do, actually. Even my outdoor cat.
Do they like shrimp?
Yeah, there are a couple of the shrimp meals in there that, you know, like shrimp... In the cat food,
mm-hmm.
And they do like that. They do eat it.
Yeah,
I've never actually given them like a piece of shrimp though.
I've seen where you can buy like little mini shrimp and sauce for the cats and like as a treat, and they like it.
I've actually tried to give them. I don't like to give them uncooked egg, like raw egg, but I've tried to give them cooked eggs,
uh-huh.
Like scrambled. You know, nothing on it, of course. No,
right.
No salt or pepper or anything like that. Just plain. Now they kind of turn their nose up to it.
Yeah.
But the one who will devour it.
Shadow
the chickens.
Oh, I was going to say Shadow's the garbage disposal.
No. Nope.
But no, the chickens. Yeah, the chickens love scrambled eggs. Yeah,
now she put her head down. She's like, is she talking about me?
She doesn't care. She's just waiting for this. She knows I have this bag behind
me.
Yeah,
the bag of treats.
Yes.
But no, actually, chickens will pretty much eat anything. But you do got to be careful because I am a chicken daddy. Hey, I want to give a shout out to a very dear friend, like a brother to me. It is his birthday today, and if you've all been with the show for a long time, you'll remember Bob Page. It is his birthday today. I'm going to say the number. Happy 58, Mr. Bob Page.
Why would you give his real age? What if he didn't want you to... Happy birthday, Bob.
I don't know a lot of guys that really care. Women, though, when you ask an age, or you say it, the age of
a
woman...
Wait, did you tell everybody how old you turned?
Yeah, I'm 64.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if... I thought you were hiding it.
Should I say how old you are?
I'm turning 41 in May. I don't care.
Yeah, because you look like that, you don't care.
I tell everybody how old I am. I don't
You don't
care.
Look 41.
Look, listen, we earned our age, okay? We earned it. There's people that I know that did not make it to 40, so being 40 is a blessing.
No, and I agree with that, you know, and I was just talking to a friend of mine earlier, and I said, you know, he's the same age as me, and, you know, we're still here at that age, and
yeah.
With the way the world is right now, nobody's guaranteed longevity for sure.
Exactly.
I mean, we're living in a mixed-up world, that's for sure, in many ways. But, again, pick up the phone, give us a call at 818-818-6401 if you've got a question or a comment. We are open to them always. Jasmine, the dog trainer, is in the house here to answer your training and your behavior questions about your pets. But give us a call. What do you recommend, since we're on the cat subject with Tom O'Connell and everything, like if somebody has a cat, mm-hmm. and they want to bring in a dog, do you recommend like an older dog, or do you recommend bringing in a puppy?
Puppy would be easier because then you know you're getting the puppy used. I mean, getting the cat used to a baby. Okay, but puppies could potentially be a challenge because of the lack of manners because they're babies, so they don't know boundaries, and it's always recommended to give a slow introduction and not just say, hey, cat, here's a dog. This lives here now. And, you know, expect them to get along.
That could be a nightmare.
Yeah, same thing as bringing a puppy in when you have a senior dog in the house already. You want to make sure that you give a level of separation and help them get acclimated to one another. Speaking of which, Kayla, when are you getting a dog?
When Cam gets adopted.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought that happened already.
No, not yet.
Well, you're okay. Approved for adopting Cam, right?
Yes.
And he's 5 years old now, right?
Yeah.
5 years old. He's such a cutie.
How long?
And Kay's going to adopt him.
Hopefully by June.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he's coming into the home.
Well,
and
you know, you can always borrow my dog
a puppy.
Anyway. Yep, you can borrow my dog.
He does love your dog.
I know. She loves him. She looks for him. After you guys take care of her, she looks for him.
I gotta tell you, Jasmine, Ruckus Man said, John is aging like a fine wine. Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. That says Jasmine is aging like a fine wine. Gen Z is again like expired yogurt.
That's not what he said. He would never say that. I know Ruckus. That's my moderator on social media.
It was directed at you. Thanks, Ruckus. Well, once again, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. If you're looking to get a pet, go to your local shelter, please, or your rescue and get one there. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Don't forget, you can check out Jasmine at jasminethedogtrainer.com.
Yes.
Opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.